Tulsi Gabbard, Biden administration wants Russian attack on Ukraine to continue. By Trent Baker on March 9, 2022. Tuesday, former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, weighed in on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying he was open to setting NATO membership aside and willing to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Gabbard argued on Fox News Channel's The Ingram Angle that the war on Ukraine is not in the best interest of the American people. She added the Biden administration has done nothing to end the war because they want to see it continue. When I look at these issues, I think about what is in the best interests of the American people. Is what we're doing going to be good for the American people or not? Gabbard stated. And clearly, this continued escalation of this conflict and this war is not in the best interest of the American people or the world. Frankly, which is why Zelensky's statement last night on ABC News for the first time, that I'm aware of, opening the door, a window of opportunity, where he's open to the fact of saying, hey, yeah, maybe we'll set this NATO membership thing aside. And he's willing to talk with Putin directly to negotiate the outcome or the status of these disputed territories, really extending an olive branch. She continued, two points here. The first thing I thought is why isn't this making headlines everywhere? Why isn't everybody talking about this? Even ABC News themselves didn't write a great piece and publish this across all their platforms. I had to dig to find it. But secondly, and really most importantly, is, why isn't the Biden-Harris administration charging forward to take advantage of and support President Zelensky in this opening that he has created in trying to bring about an end to this conflict, bringing about an end to this suffering that we're seeing every single day? Isn't it the case that the longer this goes on, unless there's some miracle in the offing, but the longer this goes on, the higher the price, I would argue, that Putin is going to try to enact from Ukraine? Host Laura Ingram asked. It's not like it's going to get easier as time goes on. It's going to get harder for Ukraine as it goes on. And yet, we don't seem to hear any of this, any discussion of this, from the foreign policy elites in Washington. Nothing that the Biden administration has done has helped to make this situation better, has helped to de-escalate the situation. Which is why the only conclusion that I can draw about why they have been completely silent and not engaging at all in this window of opportunity that President Zelensky opened last night is that what is happening before our eyes right now is exactly what they want to see continue, Gabbard replied. Why is that? Because it's good for the military-industrial complex, it makes these politicians look tough. And really, it allows them to have this proxy war with Russia. Something that Hillary Clinton laid out, just recently. Really what their aims are, this war machine, this power elite in Washington is. They want to turn Ukraine into another Afghanistan. Turned into this killing fields where this long-term insurgency is supported and they bleed out and cripple. Kill as many Russians as possible for who knows. Who knows how long, and they're really showing their real aim in the fact that they're not taking action right now to end this conflict, she concluded. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.